This is your old friend Bozo the Clown. And look where we are today, at the dog show. Now, if you want to come in with me and meet some of my dog friends, you just turn the page every time I whistle like a feller whistling for his dog. Like this. There. If you've turned the page, you'll see that I'm just about to talk to a cute little Cocker Spaniel dog. Hello there. I understand you Cocker Spaniels are great hunting dogs.
Yes, that's right, Bozo. But you'll have to excuse me. I'm very busy hunting.
Oh, come now. There's nothing to hunt in a dog show.
Well, if you must know, I've lost my bone, and I'm going to hunt, hunt, hunt till I find it. I just know it's around here someplace.
Well, some hunting dog. Say, here's the German Shepherd, more commonly known as a police dog. Say there, police dog, you look like you're tracking down a criminal. Looking for clues?
That's right, Bozo. I'm always picking up all the clues I can find. I've got a big closet full of them.
Well, you're the first dog I've ever known to have his own clues closet. Did you turn the page? Good. Say, look at this dog. Isn't he a beauty? He's a boxer and a very friendly fellow. Say there, why do they call you a boxer? You don't actually box, do you?
Yeah, I do. We boxers got our name from the way we protect ourselves. We rear up on our hind legs and box with our front paws, like this. And I come out fighting.
Hey, hey, watch out. You almost gave me an uppercut then. Saved by the bell. Well, so long, boxer. See you in Madison Square Garden. Well, look at those four watchdogs over there. Wonder what they're howling about. Let's go up close and find out what the trouble is.
Oh, you can't tell time by a watchdog. He's either too fast or too slow. He'll chase the stick, but he just won't tick, as everyone ought to know. You can't tell time by a watchdog. He hasn't any hands on his face. You can't wind his tail, for he'll start to wail and disappear without any trace.
Well, what do you know? What we thought was howling was singing. Dog style. Ah, look at this tiny little fellow hopping around like a flea on a hot brick. A Chihuahua dog from Mexico. Buenos dias, senor. Oh, why do you bounce around like that? Are you always so full of pep?
Oh, no, Senor Bozo. I'm not full of the pep. I'm full of the beans. And today, I eat the wrong kind of beans. I see.
Wrong kind of beans? Well, what kind did you eat?
The Mexican jumping beans. Adios, amigo.
Ah, here's one of my favorite dogs, a little Scotty. Hi there, Scotty. Don't tell me you can play those bagpipes.
There'll be nothing to it. I just blow in here, squeeze the bag, and the music comes out the pipes like this. No, drat it. I blew too hard and burst my bagpipes, but I can easy fix it.
Well, sorry we can't wait, but thanks for the song, Scotty. Oh, look at this tough-looking fellow here, an English bulldog. Tell me, Mr. Bulldog, are you really as ferocious as you look?
Heavens no, Bozo. On the contrary, I'm gentle as a lamb.
But you look so tough.
Well, appearances can be deceitful, Bozo. And I have written a little song that illustrates what I mean. You should never judge a book by its cover, for you never know just what the covers hide. Though my face may be quite frightening, it might well prove enlightening to see the gentle heart that beats inside.
Well, that's right, Mr. Bulldog. You can't tell what kind of a person anyone is by their looks. Say, here's another bulldog, a little Boston bull. Tell me, are you really from Boston?
You bet I am, Bozo. I'm a real Bunker Hill Boston Bulldog. A regular Yankee Doodle dandy. Hip, hip, hip. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat and called him Macaroni.
Now there's an all-American dog if there ever was one. Here's one of those big spotted Dalmatians, or coach dogs, the kinds you see around firehouses. Say, Spotty, what is it you like so much about being a firehouse dog?
What do I like about it? Why, everything. First, it's the ringing of the alarm. Then the firemen all slide down the pole. Then the fire engine starts up. The siren blows. Go down Main Street. Then a right turn into 4th Street. Down 4th Street. Then a left turn into Oak Street. Down Oak Street. We throw on the brake. And here we are.
At the fire?
No, we're back at the firehouse. It was another false alarm.
Well, thanks for the ride, Spotty. Now, here's the saddest-looking dog in the whole world, the Bloodhound. Come on, Bloodhound, cheer up. Don't be sad.
Oh, I'm not sad, Bozo. I'm really very happy. I'm so happy. I feel a song coming on. Although I always look so sad and always wear a frown, inside I'm always feeling glad and nothing gets me down. I'm just as happy as can be, although you'd never know it. I'm just busting at the seams, but just can't seem to show it.
Well, I'm sure glad that you told me you were happy, Mr. Bloodhound. You know, you could have fooled me. Well, here's a pointer. This fine dog is the hunter's pal. He tracks down birds and points them out for the hunter. Say, Mr. Pointer, would you show us how you point?
I'm sorry, Bozo. I'm not a pointer anymore. I used to be, but I've given it up.
Why did you give it up? Why won't you point anymore?
Well, I read a book on good manners, and it said on page 23 that it's never polite to point.
Well, good. You're going to make a lot of little birds happy with your politeness, I'm sure. Uh-oh, here's a hot dog. A regular Frankfurter with legs. A dachshund. You come from Germany, don't you, Fritzy?
Yeah, Herr Bozo. There was a song written about me once.
Well, fine. Let's hear it, Fritz.
There was a little dachshund once, so long he had no notion how long it took to notify his tail of his emotion. And thus it was that while his eyes were filled with woe and sadness, his little tail kept wagging on because of previous gladness.
Yeah, that's right, Fritz. A dachshund so long, one end never knows what the other end is doing. Ah, here's an Irish terrier, not long in this country from his native Ireland. I wonder if he's lonely. Tell me, Pat, have you made any friends in this country yet?
Oh, sure, and I have, Bozo. I've made a few besides yourself. Let's see. There's the Ryans and Dooleys, O'Briens, O'Hoolies, the Rileys, O'Shays, the Kileys, O'Days, the Maras and Kellys, O'Haras and Skellys, friends all tried and true. The Clearys, the Shannons, O'Learys, O'Bannons, O'Dools and McCoys, O'Tools and Malloys, the Finns and the Mulligans, Quins and the Culligans, just to name a few.
A few? Sounds like you made lots of friends, Pat, but you can't ever have too many. Say, here's the hairy sheepdog. Tell us, sheepdog, just what are your duties?
Well, Bozo, I guide the sheep, and when evening comes, I count the sheep. But I never can count them all.
Why is that?
Well, one sure way to fall asleep is to count sheep. And before I ever get them all counted, I always fall asleep.
Gosh, just thinking about counting sheep made him fall asleep. Say, there's a dog with a real silly hairdo. I'll bet he's one of those French poodles from France.
Certainement, monsieur. I am Pierre, the poodle of François.
Monsieur Pierre? Would you mind telling us about yourself?
Oh, but of course, monsieur Bozo. They tell me that I am very smart. And I have what you call the big heart. I love doing the tricks, like chasing the sticks and pursuing the ball in the park. Vive la France!
Well, thanks, Pierre. And au revoir, like you French say.
Au revoir, Monsieur Bozo.
And here is a... Well, just what kind of a dog are you?
Well, Bozo, I'm a very special kind. I'm a mutt, and proud of it. I'm a mixture of many breeds, retaining the best qualities of each. I'm hardy and need no pampering, and I'm the kind of a dog that children love best. Whenever you see a picture of a child and his dog, that dog is always one of us mutts. The fancy-bred dogs win blue ribbons, but we mutts win friends. And a friend is better than all the blue ribbons in the world.
You're right there. Everyone's nuts about mutts. All these dogs want me to be sure and tell you how glad they are you came along to see them, and until we take another trip together, this is Bozo the Clown, your old circus friend, saying goodbye till we meet again.